Corey, great to have you on the Big Sports Breakfast. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Well, such a contrast, your first game at the Titans to your second. You left the field against the Dragons after a high shot there from Jordan Pereira after game two. You're celebrating a win. Take us into that dressing room for a team that's, you know, struggled for success in recent times to beat the local rivals, the Broncos. What was it like in the dressing room after the match?
Yeah, it was good after the match. Obviously, all week we prepared for the, you know, the local derby against the Broncos, and, you know, all the boys were up for it, and to come away with, you know, not only a, you know, a win, but, you know, a good solid performance from the whole 17. I thought, you know, we defended with energy and attacked the same. So, you know, it was real good in the sheds after it.
Corey, can I ask, what's some of the differences from obviously leaving the Tigers and then straight into the Titans setup that you've noticed?
I guess every coach has got their, you know, their little techniques and. Mm. And going from Madge, you know, he's a good coach, and Justin's just as good. All he does is influence positive, you know, energy. He knows what you're capable of, and, you know, before the game, Justin just says, you know, go out and play footy the way you know it. You prepared all week, and, you know, Justin sort of doesn't, you know, overload you with information or, you know, worry you too much. He knows. You know, you can do the job, and he gives you that confidence to go and do it.
Is that transition from a player's perspective comfortable?
Yeah, it's good. First day, you know, I came, he didn't overload me with information. He welcomed me, and all the boys did. And you know, obviously the Dragons game was cut short, but before I ran out, he goes, you know, just play the way you usually would at the Tigers, bring the energy, you know, listen to the halves and support the big boys. And, you know, that was great. I just felt comfortable straight away and confident in myself and just went out there.
Yeah, what were the reasons for leaving? Was it just a greater opportunity to secure a position in that top 13 for the Titans compared to the Tigers?
Yeah, it was. It was sort of weird. I obviously played the first two games for the Tigers and missed out when the season resumed. And you know, I wasn't looking elsewhere. I was ready to stay and compete at the Tigers, and my manager told me that there was an opportunity on the Gold Coast, and, you know, we were up front with the Tigers. There was no, you know, talking behind anyone's back, and I just told them what the opportunity was for myself to take at the Titans, and, you know, the Tigers were really happy, and, you know, they thanked me for, you know, for what I brought and how I competed down there, and they let me go. So, you know, there was no bad blood, and, you know, it was really good to be able to come back home.
Can you tell us about the practical element of just having to move so quickly, Corey? Or was it a matter of, well, okay, I've got the release, fill the car up or pack up a truck and off you go the next day?
No, it went for a couple of weeks, like the back and forward. And even up to when the Tigers versus the Raiders in Campbelltown, you know, I packed the house and I booked the removal truck and I still wasn't sure if I was going. Matt spoke to me before the game and he goes, I know that, you know, you might be leaving, but, you know, if we get an injury tonight, we're not going to let you go. So, you know, I was at the Tigers game watching and thinking, you know, it was still up in the air, and, you know, the boys got through all good, and, you know, I got the all clear to leave Sunday morning. So 5:30 the next day, I drove up to Queensland.
Well, you've only been there a short time, but did you notice there was a great rivalry between the Titans and the Broncos as you prepared for that game last weekend?
Yeah, it was. You know, obviously, I've never, you know, played the Broncos as a local team, and, you know, all week the boys were talking about it, and I was sort of just sitting there listening. I didn't, you know, I understood, you know, the how everyone was feeling, and I sort of just had to buy in and get that, you know, the anger for the local team brewing in myself, you know, very quickly.
As a South Logan junior, I'm guessing you supported the Broncos.
Yeah, I grew up in Brisbane my whole life and played at Maracravat Eagles for 12 years as a kid, and, you know, Broncos was probably my team. My dad still loves them, you know, until they verse the team I'm playing for, then he jumps on my team. Mm.
Corey, can you take us back when you were at the Bulldogs and then you left to go and play in the English Super League? At the time, what was the reason? Because you've come back and you've just hit the ground running and you've been exceptional. Was there a team, did no one want you at that particular time, or did you think a change was going to benefit your football in the long term? How did that come about, the Super League journey?
Well, I spoke to my manager, and obviously 14, I played every game at the Dogs in the grand final, and 15, I was in and out, and I really didn't want to just continue to be that in and out player for the rest of my career, you know, play a couple games of first grade and reserve grade for the rest of the year. And Brett Hodgson was in England at the time, and he gave my manager a call and said, you know, if Corey wants to come over, he can, you know, play top level footy, you know, every game for us. And you know, it wasn't what I wanted to do, leave Australia, because you know it was a bit of a punish moving all the way to England. But now in the long run, it worked out great. I got to build my game up and become really confident in myself and believe in my abilities and play to my strengths every game over there. And even though it wasn't the best option that I wanted to take, it worked out for me in the long run, because you know I came back and I'm really enjoying playing.
Yeah, because it's amazing now when you watch you play, you can't believe that you didn't have an opportunity then, but you've worked. It's worked in your favour because you've come back, you've improved your game, and now you're an asset to the team that you're playing with.
Yeah, it's been, and it pretty much just came down to just believing in myself. Obviously, that 2015, I was in and out, and you know I wasn't sure, you know, if I could be there every game, and to go over to England and you know to play every game, to learn from, you know, English players and English coaches and just learn, you know, an attacking style of footy and work on my game for a couple of seasons. To come back, I think it's, you know, I really benefited myself.
Who's really impressed you since you arrived there at the Titans?
Probably the young forwards. So Sammy and Moe, they're unbelievable for young front rowers. And so is Ash Taylor. He's welcomed me from day one and really helps me learn every time, you know, the last two games that I've played, he's talking nonstop to me, telling me where he wants me and telling me what I can do better and where I should pop up. And, you know, he's really helped me.
Yeah, I want to ask about Ash because, you know, he's been a maligned player for a number of seasons now. And a lot of that's got to do with the amount of money and the contract that he'd signed up there at the Gold Coast. How have you found him? And he looks as though he's found a new lease of life as a six rather than a seven.
Yeah, he's been real good. Obviously, I didn't know Ash before I came, but yeah, every day at training, he's been confident and working on his game. And I just, you know, told him, tell me where you want me. I'll try and help Ash as much as I can. I'll support him. I'll, you know, push inside him so the inside pressure isn't as hard for him, so he can, you know, look outside. And ever since I've been here, he's been really confident. And you know, I think Justin's really helped him as well. Justin, you know, works with him every day and keeps his confidence high.
You got the Sharks this week at Cbus Super, and will they look ominous all of a sudden after that win against Manly last week? Have you had a good look at them yet?
No, not yet. Today's our first day of preparing for the Sharks. So, you know, they had a great win against Manly. We'll see. You know, they obviously scored a lot of points, so we'll look at how we can, you know, stop their tries and hopefully keep Sean Johnson to a poor game.
And Corey, lastly, I bet you wouldn't mind playing with David Fifita should you get the chance, should the club manage to sign him.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? I'd just tell him, give him the ball, run at the half and offload to me. But that'd be pretty good.
Simple game plan, Loz. Sounds all right. Yeah,
that's all it is. Oh, these new rules would be suiting Corey to the ground. Like the faster game. How more enjoyable is it this year, Corey, with these new rules?
It was good. You know, I missed out on the couple of first game when the season resumed, but yeah, it's good if you cannot give them away and you know get them when you've got the ball. It's really fun, you know. It swings the game so much. You could be losing by you know 18 points, and then the momentum swings when you start getting those six agains, and you know you can come home and you know win 24-18. So you know it's good when you've got the ball, but you know when it's going against you, it's a hard game to swing the momentum back.
Well, Corey, great to see you enjoying your footy there at the Titans. Good luck for the remainder of the season and your time there on the Gold Coast. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.